Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, friends. Welcome to episode number 81 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, and I'm so glad we're spending some time together today. I have a super duper topic for you today. One of the most valuable lessons I've learned over the years. And of course, I wasted about a million years being stubborn and not following direction because I was so immature and caught up in being obstinate that I didn't want to do anything people told me. But this has paid off enormously once I was finally ready to listen, and it has increased the quality of my life, my emotional maturity, and for sure my business too. But first, let's do a quick shout out. This comment was in the Facebook group, and since the group is totally private, I will not say the person's name. I don't mind saying names of listeners and clients who post in public forums, but I will always protect the privacy of our Facebook members because that's the whole point of it being private. So she says, I just want to give a shout out to everyone involved in the group coaching calls. It really energizes me for my week and inspires me. If you've been sitting on the fence about participating or signing up for the coaching calls, do it. It's uplifting, you get wisdom, and Henry shows up to brighten your day. Highlight of my week. Thanks, Angela, for this great opportunity and for those who participate. And thank you. The group coaching call is every Monday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time. No matter where I am, it will always be at 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can find that at myrecoverytoolbox.com/recovery-tools. myrecoverytoolbox.com/recovery-tools. And of course, I will link that in the show notes so you can get there right from your podcast app. It's super simple. When you sign up, you'll get an email from me an hour or two before the group with a link to an online conference room. You click the link right from your email. It takes you into the conference room and we chat about various things. And Henry, my dog, usually joins us on the chat because he can't stand to not be involved. So usually he makes an appearance of some sort. But thank you so much for taking the time to post such lovely words about our group. It really is supportive and a great way to connect with others and hear their strategies and to support one another in this journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And again, you can sign up for group coaching at myrecoverytoolbox.com/recovery-tools. And again, I'll put it in the show notes for you. So let's dive into this topic. I get asked all the time how I got sober and how I've stayed sober. And really what it comes down to is it's all about investing. Investing doesn't always mean money. It's time, energy, purpose, and commitment. And I ask my clients and all the other people that ask me about this, would you rather invest in yourself to get a better outcome or do nothing and get the same results of this never-ending relapse wheel or getting sober and still dealing with crazy anxiety and having no idea what the heck you're doing or if you're doing it right or if it's going to work? I mean, that's what I did for a long time, and I definitely don't recommend it. If you know why you are getting clean and sober, then it's easier to stay clean and sober. Like, I was so tired of not living the life I wanted, never going the places I wanted to go, never keeping a job or not being disciplined, having relationships that were a hot mess because I was a hot mess. I couldn't commit to anything. I couldn't follow through on anything. I was always late, always hungover, always felt like everyone was better than me, and I had no idea how to get out. And I finally hit a point in my life where I just didn't want that anymore. How does the saying go? So we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was so tired of it all. I was tired of being who I was, tired of not having the life I wanted, and I knew I needed help. And the truth is, I had to be willing to help myself. You've heard me talk about all these concepts on different podcast episodes. Like, I had to be teachable. I had to be willing. I had to be committed. And I had to invest in all those things. And the things I invested money into oftentimes were the things I got the greatest results from, because by investing money in a coach or a program, I was way more invested in my investment because I was invested financially, right? Like, my level of commitment was just bigger because I put, what's the saying? Put your money where your mouth is. That's what I did. And when I was really ready to hit next level kind of growth, I would figure out a way to pay for it no matter what. And before I would challenge myself to find a way to pay for what I needed, I had to make sure my level of willingness, teachability, and commitment were there. When I hired my first life coach, I know it sounds crazy, a life coach having a life coach, but I'll tell you this, all of the best coaches in the world have coaches. We all do. Because with my, wherever my level of experience is, I can only get myself so far, right? If I want to get farther and grow and scale and get bigger and get better, I have to have somebody that's already done that teach me how to do that. So all the best coaches have coaches. But when I hired my first coach, I didn't have any money, but I knew it was what I wanted. And really, it was what I needed to overcome my own like internal obstacles. And one of the things I've learned about myself is I have to have accountability. I have to have someone that is waiting for me to finish something or do something or follow through on a commitment, or who is watching what I'm doing with the expectation that I'm going to do it, right? I have to have accountability because I won't let someone else down. But if I only make a commitment to myself in my head and I don't share it with anyone, then I'm only letting myself down, and that seems to be pretty easy for me. That sounds sad, but it's true. Like, I have a health coach because logging my meals every day makes me make better decisions because I know he's going to see what I'm eating. So when I'm cruising through the grocery store and I want to go get ice cream, I'm like, Skylar's going to see that on my thing. I'm not doing that. Like, I have to have that accountability. And also, it logs my steps every day. So I make sure I make my minimum number of steps every day. And that was actually a really big one for me because I didn't realize, like, some days how sedentary I am, you know, because so much of my work is on the computer. And literally, I can work an entire day and barely take any steps because I'm just glued to the computer and sitting down. So that was a real wake-up call, that accountability, like noticing how many days, like, I just don't move, and that's not good for me, you know? And my workouts, like, I'm logging my workouts, and that holds me accountable to do it. And I do it. Just like I have a business coach, because I will let my fear hold me back from doing the things I know I need to do and things I want to do for my business, but I'm too scared to start, or fearful you guys won't like my product or you won't like my videos. So I procrastinate. Like, I will let my fear overtake me. But if my coach says, let's have XYZ done by Friday, then I will absolutely do it. I have to have accountability. And it's my job to invest in creating that situation for myself because I know it's what I need. I've learned who I am and what works for me. So it becomes my responsibility to invest the proper time, money, energy, whatever it is, to make that happen. So my first coach was pretty inexpensive because I didn't have any money. So I found someone who was just starting out as a coach, and they needed practice and clients, and they did coaching really inexpensive because they were new. And this is what most of us do, right? When I first started coaching years ago, 12 years ago now, when I first started coaching, I only charged $50 a session because I was building my practice and I was building my confidence and I was building my routine and figuring things out, right? There were two problems with my logic in going with the inexpensive coach. One was I was farther along in the coaching journey. So I found myself wanting to coach and teach my coach. And you guys know I am a coach to my core. I'm always teaching. It's just what I love. So that dynamic was not getting me the guidance and accountability I needed. And two, because I only invested a little bit of money, I only had a little bit of commitment. It's the craziest thing, but I swear to you, the amount of money someone is willing to invest in themselves is a direct correlation to the amount of time and energy and commitment they are willing to invest. Fast forward several years after going around and around and screwing up some business ventures and spinning my wheels, making very little progress, I got really sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I decided to invest big. Because I wanted big results. I didn't want the same BS results I had created for myself where I ended up still like feeling trapped in this crazy cycle and feeling completely lost and confused, right? I was done with that. So I found a coach I wanted to work with and she was $400 a session. And I say I wanted to invest big and she was $400 a session. $400 a session is not big in the grand scheme of things in the coaching world. $400 is nothing in the coaching world. Like one of my mentors is a minimum $5,000 commitment, right? So there are people doing way bigger things, but $400 to me was really big and I didn't have an extra $400 laying around doing nothing. Like it felt like a lot. And I had to really challenge myself to spend that money. And this is another one of my issues that I've really struggled with that I'm sure you can relate to also, right? I have this sort of intrinsic financial insecurity. I grew up in a household when I was really young. We really didn't have any money. There was a lot of stress around money, a lot of fear around money. And all the messages I got my whole life about money were super negative. It was always, we don't have any, we don't have enough, there's not enough, we're not like those people. So throughout my business life, for sure, this has been an obstacle that I've come to over and over again, right? Where it hits a time that I need to invest in myself or invest in my business, but my fear and financial insecurity would always hold me back. So when I'm sitting here looking at this coach, she was specialized. She had the knowledge and experience I wanted. And this time, I was committed on a different level. And part of that investment for me was doing a lot of work, working around that financial insecurity and that scarcity mindset around money, because my whole freaking life, I've screwed myself over in this. And I never get as far as I want because I always get scared when it comes time to invest money. So I had to invest a lot in myself just getting to a place that I was willing to invest money, right? But again, I was committed on a different level, so I hired her. I made the commitment, and because the investment felt so big, the work I put into it was really big, and the results I got were really big. You've heard me talk about this before, too. I've given away literally tens of thousands of dollars of free coaching over the years, giving people free sessions, free group sessions. I've given away my online course for free because I just want to help people. And those are usually the people that don't show up. They don't follow through. Or listen, I have this happen. People will pay for a session with me. And then when I call them for our session, they're actually drunk on the call. In my online course, the Recovery Starter Kit, I can see how people progress like through the course, right? I can look at all the courses I've given away to be helpful. And the majority of those people that I've given the course to for free don't get past the second lesson. And the Recovery Starter Kit is super easy and inexpensive. It's not long and drawn out. It doesn't take up hours of your day. You only need to invest 10, maybe 15 minutes a day and be willing to follow through on some really simple things. That's it. But when I give it away, people don't follow through. People don't show up because they aren't invested. It's not about the money necessarily. It's that when you get to a place that you're willing to invest the money, you're also in a place that you're willing to invest the time and energy, and you've got your commitment in the right place, right? When something is free, you don't have any skin in the game, and you don't mind blowing it off or not showing up because it's no loss to you. That's just human nature. I think another obstacle in investing in your life and recovery is that many of us have a get mindset instead of a give mindset. Like when my coach shows up for me and gives me work to do with a deadline, I do it. I go the extra mile. I usually finish a little early because I appreciate her and I want her to know I'm serious and I'm invested. I'm not thinking about what I can get from her. I'm thinking about how I can use her knowledge and guidance and give back to her in gratitude and appreciation and hard work. She's made a commitment to her education and skill set and training to be able to provide a service to me, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to give her my best and do my best so she can feel fulfilled in her life and know she's helping. I want to give her my commitment and show up on time so I'm not wasting her time. I want to give. And you may look at coaching and think it's expensive, and it is. I get that. But like for me, I've spent 10 years of my life dedicated to becoming the professional I am. I've spent over $100,000 on my education and training so I can be of service. I've spent hundreds of hours in 12-step meetings and Al-Anon, even NA, so I can speak from experience and not ignorance or theory, right? I studied addiction counseling and went to social work school and studied psychology and neuropsychology so I can understand my head and my demons so I can share that information with you. I worked at the nonprofit with people straight out of prison or coming off the streets, coaching them for $12 an hour with a caseload big enough for three coaches. I've invested time, money, energy, blood, sweat, and tears, time away from my family. I invested in myself to get the life I want. And because I invested so big in all those ways, my reward has been big. It doesn't mean things are always easy. I struggle with all the same issues you struggle with. I have anxiety. Sometimes I'm totally freaking broke. I don't always get what I want. I don't always want to follow direction. Sometimes I'm lazy and undisciplined and lay on the couch and watch Netflix for 4 hours in the middle of the afternoon when I should be doing a video or recording a podcast. The difference now is that I know if I want to achieve the results I want, I have to invest the time and energy and sometimes money to get there. I want you to ask yourself right now, how much are you investing in your recovery? Are you carving out a few minutes every day to strengthen it? Or are you putting it on the back burner and telling yourself you're too busy? You'll do it tomorrow. Or you promise yourself you'll do something recovery related later, but you never get to it. You aren't invested. When the committee tells you you don't have time, that just means it isn't a priority. I don't have time is just code for I don't want to. Because when something is a priority, you make time. I promise you, you may have the busiest day ever today, but if you dropped your cell phone right now and broke it, I guarantee you would magically create an hour in your day to get a new phone. You know it's true because that would become your main priority. But when it comes to your recovery, your life, your integrity, you tell yourself you're too busy or too tired or you don't have time. I want you to start thinking about your life and your recovery as something you invest in. Those micro decisions you make every day, go to a meeting or skip the meeting, ask for help or let your fear take over and don't ask for help, be committed to your recovery or blow it off. These are the investments you make when you are serious about getting your life together. You invest the time and energy. You take half an hour on a Sunday to put some things in place to support you through the week. Maybe you purchase an audiobook that you can play when you're driving or grocery shopping. Maybe you plan a couple of super healthy meals to feed your body and your brain and increase your energy for that day. One of the things I do every week is I have at least one day that I eat totally vegetarian. For one day, sometimes two, I eat all fruits and veggies and whole grain stuff. And I have to be creative in how I do that. And I have to plan it at least a day or two in advance to make sure I have enough variety of things to get me through the day. But what a great way to nourish my brain and my body. At the same time, I'm practicing being disciplined. I'm practicing being committed. I'm practicing loving myself. Like, all those little things are self-care. Those are so important to do. And it takes an investment of time and energy and commitment to do it every week and plan it. The good news is, like, after you do it a few times, it just becomes second nature and it doesn't require so much energy, but it still is good reward. And when it comes to meetings, like, I would rather you go late than not go at all. If you can only make it to half the meeting, go. Be respectful and quiet as you come in the door so you don't disrupt the meeting. If it comes around to you to share, pass if you aren't comfortable sharing. Forever, I say, hey, everybody, I'm Angela. I'm an alcoholic. I'm just going to listen today. Or, hey, everybody, I'm Angela. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to pass. I would rather you get some minutes of recovery juice than get 0 minutes. So don't let being late talk you out of going. Or if you have to leave early, then go. Sit close to the door so you can quietly exit when necessary. But go. These are the little micro decisions. Maybe you start getting up 10 minutes earlier than your family so you have a few minutes to read something inspirational or do a quick visualization or meditation or just have a few minutes of peace with a cup of coffee or write a short journal entry. Maybe write a few things you're grateful for. Maybe you invite your partner to start getting up 30 minutes early with you and create a new ritual of walking the dog together for half an hour before your day starts. Talk about healing and bonding, you guys. Walking will change your life. It is so good for you, and it's really good when you can do it with your significant other or your kids. It's a great bonding experience. But invest in yourself. Plan some healthy food. Iron your clothes the night before so you aren't rushed and frantic and effing things up in the morning. Spend a few minutes telling the committee how the day is going to go so it will work with you instead of against you. Invest time, energy, money if necessary. Be intentional in how you set up your life and purposeful in those tiny micro decisions you are making each day. You've totally got this, by the way. Don't think you can't do it or it's too much. There's always a way to figure things out and make it fit. And if you need help figuring that stuff out, jump in the group coaching on a Monday and we can brainstorm different ways to feed your recovery without overwhelming you. Like, that's super simple. It'd be a great topic for a Monday coaching. But be willing to invest yourself to rebuild yourself. Okay? Okay. I think we've got this. So I will put all those links in the show notes, just like I promised. I hope you guys are having a super great day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.